Sometimes you have to go look for your life. I'll park by some rivers, cook up some rice and beans, read Ferlinghetti out loud, talk to the moon, tell her all my love tales. She's heard them many times. I'll make up some new, juicier parts, drink cold whiskey from a tin cup, sit in a lawn chair, fiddle with my memories, close my eyes and see. Sometimes you gotta go not look for nothing. The Northwest is good once you get off I-5 and wander up and down the Willamette, damn it, on the back roads. I know a few people who let me park in the drive, plug in for a night or two, stay up late and talk about these crazy times, the blandification of our whole situation. And then back to the woods. My dog is bound to find me sooner or later. Sometimes you gotta not look too hard, just let the dog find you. South and east, maybe through Nevada, the moonscape of Utah. Stay in some weird campground where Rodney and Marge keep an eye on things. Everybody's got a story, everybody's got a family, and a lot of them have RVs. I'm on my way to the Ozarks, to the White River and the Current. Those smallmouth are great on a fly rod. They're not all finicky like trout. Trout are English and bass are Polish. And if I wasn't born in Central Europe, I should have been. Maybe it's not too late. Sometimes you have to dream deep to find your real life at all. Through Memphis. I played a wedding at the Peabody Hotel once, 20 odd years ago, and everybody danced. Usually they just sit there and stare. A few at least sway. The roads are stupid crowded everywhere. Kids coming along are used to it. All wired up and ready, or wireless, I guess, and even readier. World peace is surely on the horizon once us old f***ers die. I'll do my part, but first I want to go across Tennessee into North Carolina, fish some of those little mountain streams, catch some brook trout, which are God's reminder that creation is a good idea. The world we've made scares the hell out of me. There's still a little bit of heaven in there, and I want to show it due respect. This looks like a good spot up here. You can try me on the cell, but most places I want to be, it doesn't work. Sometimes you got to listen hard to the sounds old Mother Earth still makes, all on her own.
Going out with Greg Brown. Eugene. It's called from his album The Evening Call. Agustin Pereira Lucena did Pequeño Vals before that. Herbie Nichols on piano, Shuffle Montgomery. Sylvain Rifflet, something called Mama Hoo Hoo, sounding so much like Moondog, and I had to check. It's not a Moondog cover, but it sounds like Moondog. Lil Armstrong saying, I'm on a sit-down strike for rhythm. Hey, stay tuned for 7 Second Delay. Gender reveal party, Ken? Gender reveal party on 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy coming up momentarily, followed by 21 Lounge with Don Fleming and then Honky Tonk Radio Girl, Becky. Stay tuned. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next week, next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and hopefully we will have Max on the phone, one of the other young codgers, and she'll be giving us a report from her first week at college. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
You should put your headphones on and pull your microphone over to you. The program is beginning.
I like to keep you on your toes, guessing.
And you know the name of the program, right?
7 second delay.
Very good. Very good.
The best damn radio show I've ever hosted.
Have you never hosted another radio show yet?
I never have. You got me very young.
Well, no, you
You groomed me when I was very young.
You used to do a show on WFUV with Injun Bob. I remember that.
Yeah, what was that show called?
I don't know. Totem Pole Arena or something like that?
Yeah, Totem Pole Arena.
Whatever happened to him?
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah.
Injun Bob?
Yeah.
I think the station now is all sports. Is that right?
No, I don't think so. I guess you fell out of touch with him.
We had a bit of a falling out.
Oh, what happened?
He looked at me a little sideways.
Oh, man. I know not to do that. So I'm always looking straight ahead, not at you.
Yeah. That's the secret to our relationship.
Yeah, no, I...
It's secret to any good marriage.
It's written into your rider.
Yeah. Don't look at Andy in the eyes.
Don't look at Mr. Breckman directly in the eyes.
Yeah. Now, what celebrities have you heard that request about?
What's his name, Austin?
Exactly. I was going to say that. What's his name?
Austin Powers.
What's really? Mike name? Myers?
Mike Myers, yeah.
He said that's what he was told. That's what people were told on the set.
I have heard that, yes.
Yeah. Oh, then it's got to be true. I didn't know you had heard it. It's got to be true.
No, I heard it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I heard it all.
Yeah, now if you heard it, if somebody said it, Mike Myers.
Who have you heard it about? Mr. Hollywood Insider.
Mike Myers. Oh, Mike Myers' second wife.
You have the real poop. Come on, who's it true about?
Okay, well, I worked with Mike Myers for a bit.
Yeah? Were you allowed to look at him?
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I did have to wear blindfolds. They were mandatory blindfolds. But that doesn't make you right. I still take offense.
Who else have you heard it about? Because it is a rumor.
I know.
That you hear about a lot of people.
It's the stupidest thing.
Madonna?
Oh, it's so stupid. Yeah, let's say Madonna. Sure.
You had your own run-ins with Madonna.
Yeah. Well, I bumped into her because I forgot to take the blindfold off. I had just met with Mike Myers that morning.
They were saying that about Blake Lively when she was getting dragged through the coals.
That you were told on the set and backstage not to look Miss Lively in the eye?
Yeah. No, that was definitely a rumor that was going around.
Do you remember we did a show where we tried to start a rumor about Kurt Russell?
I don't. I don't remember that.
I was trying to get one to catch on. I just randomly picked Kurt Russell.
And what was the rumor?
That he was incontinent. Kurt Russell was incontinent.
I see.
Didn't catch on at all.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Let's try a different one, may I?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, have you heard about Blake Lively?
No, what about her?
You're not supposed to look her in the eyes, and she's incontinent.
I had heard the part about not looking her in the eyes.
Yeah.
So that rings true.
Yeah, sure does. It sure rings true to have an actress surrounded by a 300 man and woman crew asking them not to look her in the eyes. Yeah, that really makes sense.
Oh, I think I heard the same thing about Marlon Brando.
Oh, yeah, Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
His 45-year career in Hollywood.
Well, come on, Mr. Hollywood Insider. Who's it true about?
I've never even remotely heard anything like it. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Hey, but we've been looking forward to this for a while, right?
Yes, we have. I can't wait to hear what you've got to announce.
Well, wait. What do you mean? Well, no, you're holding the envelope.
I thought you had a big secret to reveal about yourself.
Okay, but this can't go any further than you, me, and our 36 listeners.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm uncomfortable when people look me in the eye, and I'm incontinent.
Oh. I was hoping for something better than that.
What the hell kind of secret do you think I have? I wish I had a secret.
I thought it was gender related.
Oh, Oh, you mean it's our show today?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's just get into our topic. Is it too early? Do you want to schmooze some more?
Well, we have another 5 pages of foreplay to get through.
How many times in the course of a typical day at FMU do you hear the word schmooze from one of your DJs?
Not often.
Not very often.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I've got nothing else.
No.
Did we do the Blake Lively bit?
We did.
Kurt Russell, did we hit on him?
We did that too.
Did we take him down a peg or two?
Yep.
That'll teach him a lesson.
Yeah, I think we did the Mike Myers thing.
You think I have a shot at Goldie Hawn? If he dies today.
No. You have no shot at Goldie Hawn. You know why?
Why?
She hates gum chewers.
I know I can't be the first man she'll ever have, but I think I have a shot at being the last man she'll ever have.
She hates beer drinkers and gum chewers. Sorry.
She's tough to please.
Yeah, she is. Did you watch Laugh-In when you were a kid?
Did you?
I did. I loved it.
Oh, shut up. Let's go on. Let's go right. Let's go. Can we just roll past this?
People keep calling.
No. What do they have to say?
It's probably the Sheeves. They're probably on tour again.
My nemesis. My nemesi. What's the plural of nemesis? Did you watch Laugh-In when you were a kid? I don't care. Don't answer.
I'm not going to answer.
Good. 201-209-9368. But don't call, but write down the number. 201-209-9368. Our phone bank is closed. We are not taking calls.
Why are you giving
201-209-9368.
This is a new strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're giving out the phone number and telling people not to call.
It's just muscle, just force muscle memory. I can't resist the impulse.
It's fascinating the way it's working. You're telling people not to call, and now they're calling.
As if I'm married to them.
Yeah, let's like we already have a half-filled phone bank.
Now, listen, let's go. Let's just talk about that we have a great show.
This is a show that you have wanted to do for a long time. Why don't you describe it?
Why don't you? I'll do it. I know why you shouldn't.
Well, I know their names, for one thing.
Okay, what are their names? Tell me what are their names. And then indicate which is the female, which is the male.
Listeners, Dana and Alec.
Alec, A-L-E-C?
Yes.
Dana is the female.
That's correct.
She's the wife.
She is the woman of the house, yes.
Okay, and Alec is the husband. Okay, we have a couple who have been listening to us. I know they're big fans of mine. I don't know how they feel about Ken.
They're located in the state of Georgia.
They are, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, they live just outside Atlanta. Is that correct?
I don't know that.
And they are with child. Dana is pregnant. We're going to talk to them in a minute, right?
Yes.
We have their number.
Yep.
And they've been going to their doctor. We're going to talk about that in a minute. And the doctor has done some ultrasounds on them. The doctor knows the gender of their child, the sex of their child, but they themselves do not yet know, correct?
And neither do you or me.
No, but the doctor did print up a letter which revealed the gender. Don't open it. Don't open it, Kenny.
No, I'm just showing you the letter.
I believe you have the letter. It's the gender results of their baby. And they mailed it. They sealed it. The doctor sealed it. Did not show it to the parents. Did not show it to Dana or Alec. And mailed it directly to us, with their permission, of course, right? With their blessing.
Correct.
And we are going to reveal the gender of their child to them live on the air, a little before 7. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It will either be and here. How are we going to reveal it? We're going to do a little countdown. Right?
Yep, we have a countdown. Should we get them on the phone?
Sure, and then we're going to play a song, and the song choice will reveal the gender of their child. Right, Kenny?
Correct.
For example, if it's a woman, I'm sorry, if the child is a female, we'll play something appropriate. Right, Kenny?
Yeah, we've got
Land of a Thousand Dances.
Land of a Thousand Dances?
Wait, what did we choose?
Well, let's talk to Alec and Dana.
Okay. Because you know how chicks love to dance.
Hello?
Hi, Dana. You're on the air.
Hi, Dana. It's Andy and Ken.
Hi there. Love the show.
Oh, thanks, Dana. That means the world to us. And Mazel Tov, congratulations on your pregnancy.
Thank you.
Is Alec with you?
Yep, I'm right here.
Oh, good. Congratulations to you. I was about to call you the father, but I called you the husband, because you never know, right, Ken?
You never know.
Right. I mean, Dana knows.
Yeah.
But Alec will never know for sure.
And Dana and Alec, would this be your first?
This is our second, actually.
Okay. Oh, great. And what is the gender of your first child?
We have a boy who is 1.5 years old.
Oh, perfect. Oh, that's great. And how pregnant are we, Dana?
18 weeks.
Oh, perfect.
Why is that perfect?
I think it's perfect.
It's half right.
Almost halfway.
Halfway.
It's almost halfway.
Halfway,
yes.
Halfway through.
That's why it's perfect.
Okay.
Okay. And was I right? You live near or just outside of Atlanta?
Yeah, about 40 miles south.
I believe you live a little south of Atlanta. That's what I was. That's what I was told.
Wow.
Yeah,
uncanny, Andy.
And now tell me what? How did this happen? I guess what I'm asking, and I'm phrasing it as politely as I can. What the hell is wrong with you guys?
How did the gender reveal happen? Or
yeah, no. How did you contact us? How did you agree? What on earth possessed you? And whose idea was it? And what went into the persuading of the other person? I can only assume it was. Yeah, I guess you've heard our show.
Yes, I'm a big fan of the show. Alec listens when I make him.
Yeah, exactly. Sign of intelligence.
A long time ago, Ken put out an ask for a pregnant woman to do a gender reveal, and he had no takers.
And
so
you guys just
in the back of my mind.
You turned off the radio, went to the second bedroom there, and had sex immediately.
That's exactly what
to
happened.
To please Uncle Ken to do his bidding.
Oh, it's part of being a cult leader.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably the best part.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, well, we so appreciate it. And you have a beautiful boy already. Now, most people, the conventional wisdom would be that a couple in your position would be hoping for a girl, would be hoping for one of each. And then if you have a girl, you'd never have to have sex again. You'd have one of each.
Right, right.
But you don't want to, you can't say that out loud, not even to each other, I guess. Is that correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, but we know that's what you're both thinking.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Alex nodding.
Yep. Alex is nodding. Alex is my guy.
Alec,
yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
I always get at least one syllable right because I care, because there are listeners.
And Alec and Dana, have you decided on names for your second child, if it's a boy or if it's a girl?
Yes, we have.
Because okay. we would like to talk to your future child on the air.
Yes, oh. Ken pointed out that this show, including the discussion we're having now, will be archived. And forever, and will be available forever. So when your son or daughter is older, right? How old do you have to be to really appreciate and to our show, Ken?
Well, you're not allowed to listen to it until you're 16.
Yeah, but you don't really get us till you're in your mid to late 40s.
That's true.
My experience.
Yeah.
So your son or daughter in 40 some years will listen to the show, and. And they'll be hearing their young parents. Oh, my gosh, their beautiful young parents going through this. They're going to be baffled by your decision to allow us to reveal the gender. Why don't you explain to your child now what the hell went into that decision?
Oh, okay, sure thing.
Yeah, so for our first kiddo, we kept it a mystery until he was born. So that was pretty exciting. And that was the plan for kiddo number two until Dana mentioned, hey, what about this idea? And we talked about it, and we thought it'd be super interesting given your show's been such a big part of Dana's life. and sounds interesting and fun. We kind of live for stories and adventures, and figured this can kind of jump in the book.
Well, if this counts as an adventure for you, that's there's a sadness to that, frankly.
We'll listen to it on our next road trip.
Oh, that's great. Well, in 45 years, your son or daughter will be listening to it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We'll introduce it on a road trip when he or she is 16.
Yes.
And we'll go from there.
Oh, that would be great. Okay. I'd like to. Why don't we take a moment to say hi to your child therapist as well, Ken? good luck with the treatment, and please be gentle with this beautiful human being. She's had a very, very tough life. He or she, I guess. We'll know soon.
And Andy, you wanted to address the child, so Dana and Alec, if you
well, we should know their name. We should know at least the short list of their names so we could address it, right?
Correct.
Address. I don't want to say it. I mean him or her.
Yeah, that's why we need the name.
What is a short list? Now we won't hold you to this. This is not binding. But if your child was a boy, what are some of the names? Maybe the top couple of names that you're considering.
Okay.
Please say Cody. Oh, please say Cody.
They don't know names yet.
Oh God, please say Cody. Please say Cody. Oh God. Oh God in heaven. Please have them say Cody. Oh God, hear my prayer. Oh God, I ask for so little. Please have them say Cody. Okay, what are the names if it's a boy?
Right. So Cody is one of them.
Oh, Cody, really? Fantastic.
No.
She won't leave it. No. Did you hear that? No. Cody. No, what? Now, you mean your parents might be hearing this for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Okay. Oh, baby, that's okay.
It'll be a surprise for everyone.
Parents love us. Go ahead.
If it's a boy, the name on the top of our list is Jameson.
Love it. Jameson. It'll be James. Oh, my gosh.
Jamie.
Or Jamie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, melodic, but yet strong.
Yes, that's exactly what we're
classy and elegant, but there's strength to it.
Yeah, like Jamie Lannister.
Exactly, like Jamie Lannister, who's a celebrity no one's ever heard of, that Ken just Ken's name checked to impress someone. I can't imagine who. Okay, and what are some other names?
No, if it's a girl.
Yeah, oh, well, okay, if it's a girl, fine.
you want the second string boy name before you get the girl's name?
Sure, no one's going to stick with Jameson. They're going to sober up. They're going to rethink that name. What's another boy's name that you might be considering?
So we're pretty set on Jameson.
No, seriously, I'm asking, you know, here I am. Dana, I'm asking a serious question. What is the name that you might name him if it's a boy?
They told you, and it's Jameson.
No, they were joking, Ken.
No, Jameson.
No one's going to name their kid Jameson. Oh, Ken, you don't even get people's humor anymore.
Okay, and Dana and Alec.
Okay, fine. If Jameson. Okay, and then what would it be if it's a girl?
If it's a girl, our top pick is Elise.
Beautiful. Kind of unusual. Very classy. I don't know any Elises. Do you, Ken?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Yeah, how do you spell Elise?
E-L-I-S-E.
Okay, and then here's a more interesting question. How do I spell Elise?
However you want, Andy.
A-L-E-E-E-C-E.
No, you spelled it right.
No, this is me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I spelled it. There's lots of ways to spell Elise.
Yeah.
We'll let Elise, when she's 18, decide how to spell her own name. Elise is beautiful. Now, who is Elise to you? Is there someone in your family?
No, we just like the name. The middle name would be Marie, which is a family name.
Beautiful, just beautiful. And Elise is kind of a novelty name because it's a palindrome. It's the same backwards as forwards.
Well, there's also a famous Beethoven song. For Elise.
That's
yeah,
right.
For Elise, yeah. I'm sorry, I should correct myself. It is not a palindrome. It's what they call a near palindrome. It's almost a palindrome.
It's nowhere near a palindrome.
It's a near palindrome.
Not at all.
All right, we're moving on.
I mean, okay. Just because it has an E at the beginning and the end,
yeah,
that's all it's got.
Yeah, so now we can address, fine, are you done, Ken?
Yeah.
You done with your little rant?
All right, are you going to now address either Jameson or Elise?
Yes.
You had a couple of things you wanted to tell them, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is some advice for Jameson. Jameson, no matter what the situation, my advice to you is very simple. Follow your heart. Elise, no matter what your situation, no matter where you find yourself in life, my advice to you is very simple. Don't even think of following your heart.
That's awful.
What? Obey your husband, Elise.
That's terrible.
What?
Elise, don't listen to him.
What?
Don't follow your heart and listen to your husband?
Obey your husband. It couldn't be more simple. You have a decision to make in life.
Good God.
You have
God.
A big decision to make. Listen to your husband. Why else would you married him, Elise? You married him for his wisdom, for his common sense, for his judgment.
It's not even funny.
It is funny.
No, it's not.
Wait, listen. I want to just hear. Let's hear if Alec and Dana are laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, Dana's chuckling a little bit.
There you go. Scored. He shoots, he scores. That was a 3-point shot, too. Okay. And
all right, so we have some songs picked out.
Yes, here's what we're going to do, guys. At 5 to 7, we're going to do a countdown, and we're going to play a song. If we will know, because your doctor sent us, what the hell were you thinking? I just have to ask you this again. It makes no sense at all. Okay, but your doctor sent us this envelope. We have the gender, and the nurse doing the ultrasound didn't give any clue either way?
Nope.
Oh, God.
We were very clear
him.
That we didn't want to know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's fantastic.
Awesome opportunity.
Okay, no, it is great, and I'm sure you're regretting it now, but it's too late. You're in it now, kids. Okay.
Did they figure out the gender by just looking at the sonogram? Or did they do some kind of chromosome?
I think it was the blood test or
blood
something.
Blood test, right.
So it wasn't when they saw the penis.
Yeah,
that is often a telltale clue that they use.
Well, it's not always guaranteed.
Yeah. We don't know. We don't know the size of Elise's penis.
A finger can look like a penis.
That's right, Ken. A finger can look like a penis.
Umbilical cord can look like a penis.
Hey, we're talking about things that can look like penises. 201-209-9368.
You want people to call on that?
No, I don't.
Topic? Yeah.
I don't. Stop. Whenever I start to get the phone number, Ken, just hit me.
Okay.
For the love of God.
Okay.
Be responsible. Okay, so here's how it's going to go, Alec and Dana. In about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, we're going to do a countdown, and then Ken's going to play a song. If the song is this song, it will be your child is a female. Ken, why don't you play a little sample of the song that indicates this child of a female gender. You might not recognize this, Dana and Alan. This is a song by Helen Reddy.
I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to
Okay. So that would be
good choice, Andy.
Good choice, yeah. You can't beat it, and that will be the first that will be the indication that you're having a girl.
Oh, I didn't get the boy song ready. I knew I was missing one.
Okay, now we're gonna do if in fact it's your child is a boy. If Jameson will be joining us what is it now, 4.5 months to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your due date, by the way?
February 4th.
We would love, as a part two of this series, if you guys would consider it, if you would fly to New Jersey and have the child live in our studio. Ooh. Deliver the child.
Absolutely.
Why don't you think about it?
Will you pay?
I have United Air miles. If you fly United, we can get you
That's
up here.
That's great.
It would be one of the great honors of my lifetime to deliver your child, Dana.
And you share a doctor with President Trump, do you not?
He was President Trump's doctor until the election. Now there's someone in Washington. If he, oh my God, there's big questions about President Trump's current health. We could call him, and we could have called him and asked him.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, Ken, when you kiss me, you're kissing a man who kissed Donald Trump's doctor.
Why did you kiss Donald Trump's doctor?
Why did you kiss me? Isn't that the bigger question?
You paid me to.
Well, there you go. That answers the other question, too. It's a full service doctor. Okay, so if it's a boy... okay, so if it's a girl, we're hearing Helen Reddy. And if it's a boy, what are we going to hear?
This song.
Okay. I don't know. You might not know this song. This is I'm old. Like, Ken and I are older than you, and this is a song from.
This was your choice.
Probably late 60s, right? Right, Ken?
Yep.
Early 70s.
Late 60s.
Okay. This is the Spencer Davis group. Do you know this song, guys? Dana and Alec? You want to skip ahead, Ken, or what?
You chose the song.
The intro's too long.
Exactly.
Just go ahead. Well, anyway, it's...
We have to find where it begins.
Just go ahead. 30 seconds, for the love of crack. There it is. Okay, Dana and Alec, you know the name of this song? It's called I'm a Man.
Okay, perfect.
So that will be Jameson's theme song. Now we
have... Bad choice, Andy.
Thank you. Now we have some other songs. I forget the other songs we chose. Oh, okay. If your child if your child is a man who is identifying as a woman, right, Ken?
Well, how would they know? How would the baby?
The doctors know, Ken. It's a blood test. Then we would hear Lola, right, Ken? By the Kinks, you know that song?
But they wouldn't know. They would not know.
Oh, they know it. They don't always tell you. There it is. You guys know this song?
Yeah, we know this one.
Yeah, okay. Well, that will be... and then if your child...
But Andy, the doctor won't know that.
Well...
The doctor can just tell...
Modern medicine, Ken, is
amazing.
The
doctor can tell the sex.
Okay, and then if your child... This is a very touchy subject, and...
A little baby can't even decide for themselves.
If the child is black...
Well, how is it?
Well, I mean, that would be something Dana would have. We would spend the last 5 minutes with Dana explaining herself.
Is Dana or Alec black?
They don't sound black. But if the child is black, this is the song you would hear.
Well, why don't
just
you
play it?
Ask them if they're black?
Well, I assume
it's always
they're not.
A possibility.
It's always a possibility, Ken. There are more things in this heaven and on heaven and earth, Ken, than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
Okay.
Here we go. This is it. This is James Brown. Say it loud. Say it loud. Some people say we got a lot of... Okay, that's I'm Black and I'm Proud. Right, Ken?
I hope that's the one we hear.
It's your theme song, isn't it, Andy?
No, it's not. I'm not allowed to even sing it, I don't think. I think I'd be canceled.
I think
I'm not allowed to tap my foot to it.
Well, you're getting canceled anyway from this whole show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Long overdue. Long overdue. What a relief, to be honest with you. Okay. And then do we have other songs, Ken, that might cover other contingencies?
Yeah, you made me come up with all sorts of contingencies.
Okay, there's one here. Why don't we play this one?
Okay.
Okay, now this is a long shot, and it's this probably won't be needed. But if your child is Asian...
Well, why don't you ask Alec or Dana if they're Asian?
Well, Alec is not Asian, I'm guessing. Dana is not Asian.
Why are you guessing that?
Because the father of the child, who might be someone we have not met, Ken. Okay.
I see what you're
saying. Only Dana knows.
So you're really insulting Dana here.
No, I am not. I'm just covering our bases. I don't know this woman. Okay, this is a song by, what's the name of the artist?
Coltrane.
And what's the name of the song?
Asian Pride.
Okay, this is Asian Pride.
Don't think. Feel. Do you understand?
Oh, that's Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
It starts off with Bruce Lee.
Your opponent,
oh, this is from Tarantino.
But that's
from, yeah, well, no, that's an actor portraying Bruce Lee.
Yeah, but that's the real Bruce Lee.
No, you don't know. No, that sounds like it's a clip from the movie.
I'm very proud of my...
Okay, well, that's what we're playing.
Okay, fantastic.
If the baby... comes out Asian.
Yeah. Asian. Yeah. I'm sure your doctor would have mentioned it. Maybe that would be a little handwritten aside in the margins. Baby is Asian.
I don't think they can tell that from a blood test. Or maybe they can.
No, I mean, if it's a boy and they see the penis.
I don't even know.
All right.
Well, you don't even know if it is a penis.
Yeah. You're making a lot of good points, Ken. You're giving us a lot to think about.
All right.
Okay. And
go on. So,
why don't we open our phones? Would you, Dana and Alec, would you like to hear from our other listeners? because we have over 2 dozen other listeners, would you like to hear their experiences when they learned?
Are we really over 2 dozen now?
2 dozen.
We broke through 2 dozen?
Yeah, we have. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, you didn't tell me.
On a good night, we have like over 100.
Woohoo! What?
Hey, did you have a story about your gender when you learned what sex your kids were?
Yes.
I know you threw a chair through a window.
Well,
you were so mad at your wife. Why'd you take it out on your wife?
Let's see. My son, who was born first, we didn't find out his gender. We wanted to be surprised. And then with our second child, we decided enough of this surprise crap. We want to find out the gender. And we found out that it was a girl. And we couldn't decide on a name.
Would you say, I'm sorry to interrupt, would you say your story is about half over?
No. Oh, no.
Dear God.
I'd say it's only about 3%.
Okay.
We're about 3% of the way through.
That's, Ken, stop joking. That's not cool. Okay, so go ahead. Shorthand.
We had a bunch of names chosen.
Yeah.
Weren't in agreement on any
of
them.
Yeah, okay, couldn't decide. Bunch of names. Go ahead.
One of the possible names was Daisy.
Oh, good, okay.
And the day before she was born, I got a phone call from a record label rep named Daisy.
Yeah.
And I asked her how she liked her name.
Good, okay. That sounds like the end of the story.
No.
Go ahead.
She hated it!
Is that true?
No.
No, she loved it.
She loved it.
Okay, then there you go. What did you think of that story, Dana and Alec?
Oh, something else.
Yeah, I think it's great. Maybe they're listeners with the names.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, what a great. Alec, you could program our show for us. You're a genius. Okay. Why don't we hear from any listener named James or any listener named Elise? That would be amazing, and they can tell you their experiences and how they feel about their names. 201-209-9368. We know we have James, don't we?
Well, Jameson.
Or maybe nicknames that they had that they didn't really enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How often they were beaten to a pulp in gym class over their names.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you want to hear that?
Why would Jameson or Elise have been beaten to a pulp over their name?
Well,
unless it's a music student who had to practice for Elise over and over again.
Or maybe they wouldn't stop singing Lola by the Kinks. Maybe it drove everyone else crazy.
All right, so you want...
Maybe if there's a... Don't we have listeners named James? Or Jim? We'll take a Jim?
You just...
Think!
Ken! You just set a very small net.
Why?
Of all the people listening, you only want to hear from people named James, Jamie, or Jameson.
Or Elise. Or if your name's a palindrome, or near palindrome. Okay, let's take a call.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is James in Brooklyn.
Hey, it's James.
What's my name?
Okay, James, say hello to Dana and Alec. They are seriously leaning toward Jameson as a name.
Hey, Dana and Alec.
Hello.
I don't know that a son extension on that, but James, I love. Yeah, my name's been great.
Do you change the name for the situation, or sometimes do you call yourself Jim or Jimmy, and sometimes
some
James?
Some people do call me Jim. Or Jimbo, as some have said. But it's pretty much just James.
And how do you like Jimbo when people call you Jimbo?
Sometimes they have to say it 2 or 3 times for it to register for me, but then I realize that they're talking to me.
Oh, I see.
You know, it's such a coincidence because Jimbo is Ken's nickname as of 5 seconds ago. Isn't that right, Jimbo?
Did you just decide to start calling me
Jimbo? I heard Jimbo, and I looked at you, and I said, there you go, bingo. Wait, bingo's even better. Let's call you Bingo.
Like the dog?
No, Jimbo. You're right. I forgot about the dog.
Well, I vouched for
Jimbo, a nickname from family members, friends,
Jimbo was my grandfather.
Jimbo
was my grandfather's name. Yeah, where did Jimbo come from? It just is a natural sort of a friendly... outcropping of James. Oh, he's gone, baby.
We lost him.
He's gone.
We lost Jimbo.
That's something I've noticed about people named James or Jameson. They have no patience.
Stamina.
No stamina.
So we would love to hear from somebody named Elise now.
We're not going to hear from an Elise.
Or another James.
Dana or Alec, have you ever met an Elise, another Elise?
I have, yeah. A good buddy of mine, his wife's name is Elise.
It is a beautiful name. Tell me more about your friend's wife.
Oh,
you mean Elise?
I've heard good things.
What have you heard about her?
I heard her husband is close with Alec. Well, they go way back.
He just told you that.
Yeah, and I heard she's lovely.
Yeah,
that's sort of all I know. I don't have a lot to go.
Good people.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's an update, Ken.
Yeah.
Good people.
Andy, would you like to perhaps open up the phone lines to more than just people named James or Elise?
Yes. Why don't you tell us your story about when you learned your child's gender? I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
I'll tell you mine.
Go ahead. You've had countless children.
Well, I've had five.
Five?
Yeah.
From but one family.
Let me tell you something seriously,
Ken. How many from the second?
With all the problems on the earth, Ken, with the overpopulation, with the poverty, I think it's irresponsible for anyone to bring more than five children into this world.
But you have?
Five. Five is my limit. Hey, we have another call. Okay. Maybe it's Elise.
Maybe it's an Elise.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Is this Elise?
No, but I'm sorry I'm not. But I had a friend named Elise a long time ago. But can I just go back one or two segments ago about Jimbo?
Yeah.
Okay, I would not recommend calling anybody Jimbo. I'll tell you why, because growing up I had this friend, and his name was James, and it went to Jim.
Yeah.
And Jimbo became his nickname. Like, everybody knew him as Jimbo, but he put on a lot of weight as a kid. He was like a big teen, and he got the name Jumbo. So I would not recommend calling any kid Jimbo. That's just my 2 cents.
Well, let me hear. Well, thank now you. Let's hear. Now, Dana and Alec, did that story chill you to your very bone?
Yeah, we're going to mark Jimbo off.
Well, but you can't. If his name is Jameson, there might be some idiot in fourth grade that decides to call him Jimbo.
Yeah, something to consider.
Good point.
No, it's not.
But
it
there's also a great character on The Simpsons named Jimbo. Jimbo Jones.
Jimbo Jones is one of the bullies.
Well, but he's a great character.
He's a very good bully.
He's very popular with the ladies.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you
I remember that.
Okay, tell me when you're close to done.
I'm done.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, caller.
Thanks, caller. I'm going to tell you my story about gender reveal.
Oh,
about when we learned
about
our
kids. Which
kid?
You've had so many.
Well, this would be Molly, our youngest, my youngest.
Oh, the last child.
Yeah, so far. Uh-huh. Last child so far. You never know.
Yeah.
Well.
You love being a geezer dad.
I love being a geezer dad. No, I think I'm done. Seriously, if I impregnate anyone else, you got to promise you'll kill me.
Okay.
Okay. But when we learned that Molly was going to be a girl, I'm not going to lie to you. I respect you too much. The first thought I had was...
I'm staying at the Holiday Inn. The
first thought I had was, oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Those damn dance recitals. That's all I could think of. Oh, God, why have you done this to me? Why do you hate me?
Because you had already had two daughters.
Yes, and those dance recitals, I mean, it's like they prove Einstein's theory. I mean, time just goes on and on. I've never been at one that didn't last 19 hours. You sit there all night watching other kids, other people's children dancing.
Well,
and then your kid comes out for 3 minutes.
But that's what gummies are for.
Exactly. I wish I had some. I wish I knew you then. Anyway, that was my only thought when I heard
gender,
it was a girl.
That's your little story?
And that's why Dana and Alec, if they were being honest, are hoping for a boy.
So that's your gender reveal story? That when you found out that your daughter was going to be a girl?
Yeah. Hey, Dana, I'm sorry. You tell me if you're close
you
to
You hated God. The information.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, no,
you were
but now
wishing, why couldn't it have been another boy?
But now that I know Molly, I wouldn't change one thing about Molly.
Oh, it's the Breckman backstep.
Yeah, I mean, except for her gender. Hey, Dana, how many siblings do you have?
I have two older brothers.
Okay, so it's boy, girl in your family. And and are you close to your brothers?
Yeah, there's a big age difference, but yeah.
Well, you could be on the road, and you'll know in just a few minutes whether you're recreating your family dynamic.
That's right.
And how about Alec? Alec, do you have siblings?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of four.
Okay, and how's that breakdown with genders?
Yeah, oldest, 9 years older than me, brother. So brother, sister, and then me.
Oh, great. Okay, with the same parents?
Two and two.
Two parents.
Oh, two parents. Okay, excellent. Yeah. So you know so you both know the joy of having same sex siblings, but you also know the joy of mixing and matching. Now, have you said to yourself, wait, first off, how many kids' bedrooms are in your house?
We really only have two. So
yeah,
we're,
two,
we're
exactly.
Out.
Exactly, you're maxed out. So there's a lot of pressure on this kid.
We have another mm-hmm. call.
Okay, let's take another call.
It
here we go.
It might be somebody named Elise.
Hey, guys, guess what? You didn't hit the button correctly.
I didn't.
You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Didn't hit it fast enough.
Hey, Alec and Dana, we're about 10 minutes away from your life changing forever.
Can I open the envelope?
No. Oh, I see. Oh, you want to know.
Well, I'm going to open the envelope.
Oh, wait. You want to have information that Alec and Dana don't have.
Yeah. Listen to this, Alec.
Would that be cool with you, Dana and Alec, for the last 10 minutes? For Ken to know?
And for you to know also.
It feels like the nurse knowing, but not telling us right before.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I feel like we got to wait till the baby is born, you know?
It would make me feel so powerful. Like when I made you two go into that room and have sex.
Hey, Dana and Alec, do you have friends listening to this show?
Yeah, we do.
Well, we sent the link. We don't. Yeah.
Well, do you want to shout out to anyone? What, any siblings or your parents or friends?
No, not really.
No,
we're good.
That's good.
Another call.
Oh, here we go. This could be the call.
Hi, Elise.
No, I do know somebody named Elise, but. I don't think she would want to be spoken of.
Oh. No, I know. She's a very unhappy,
and I know your
person.
I know your name, Morph. You're not named Jameson or Jamie.
No, I was going to say, though, you were talking about names, and you know how names project things? You know, even male or female, Jameson would be a tricky one.
That's true. Jamie can be a woman's name.
No, Jameson is obviously a male name.
But Jameson. Jamie can be a female name.
But who's saying that his nickname would be Jamie?
I am. I'm saying.
No. I'm saying, no, they'll get the nickname Whiskey.
Whiskey? Oh, right, Jameson Whiskey, Irish Whiskey. Right, right. Well, you're Irish.
No,
that's why you think that.
Well, this child.
Well, I'm in Madrid at the moment, yeah, where they also drink Jameson. But,
okay, so this child. So this child will be listening.
Call Whiskey.
Yeah, okay, thank
they're
you.
They're going to get.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks
calling.
Morph.
Yeah, thanks, Morph.
Okay, I'm opening the envelope.
So, cut ahead to 45 years. Elise or Jameson are listening to this show. First off, they're saying, boy, that guy Morph needs help. That's what the first thing they're saying.
I'm going to look at the.
Okay, this is Ken Friedman looking at the letter. I'm going to look at his face. Okay, Ken, do you see the gender? Don't show me.
I do see the gender. Would you like to see the gender?
No, I want you to say. I'm not looking, Dana and Alec. I'm not looking, but Ken now is going to declare that your child is a boy, and then he's going to declare that your child is a girl, and see if you can infer from his tone of voice which is correct. Okay, Ken, first say... Congratulations.
Congratulations.
It's a boy.
Congratulations, Alec and Dana. Your child is a boy.
Okay, now say, congratulations. It's a girl.
Congratulations, Dana and Alec. Your child is a girl.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know.
With your permission, Dana and Alec, and I won't do this without your permission, I could tickle Ken until he reveals the truth.
No!
No, it's not up to you, Ken. No. It's their child.
I won't reveal it.
You don't think... Wait, you think you could resist being tickled?
Yeah.
Well, it's one of four options, remember?
That's right. Oh, well, actually, I'm not going to lie to you. We have about eight other options.
No, we have 10 options.
Oh, yeah, we have 10 options. Because what if it's a... boy that identifies as a girl.
Well, no, we did that one.
Oh, okay.
What if it's just a regular gay...
What if it's a gay male?
Gay man.
Then you'd hear this song. You know it from every wedding and bar mitzvah you've ever been to.
That's a good song.
That's a great song. Well, you know the song. You don't have to hear the song.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that's another option.
And what if it's a...
Now, what if it's a proud gay black man? A proud gay black man, Ken. What would we hear?
We would hear this.
And then that's a Little James Brown. Yeah. And then you go right to YMCA.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Dana and Alec, you'd have your answer.
And let's see if it's a...
Yeah.
If it's a gay woman.
Do we have a song?
We do.
Okay.
You might not know this song.
What is the name of this song?
It's called Redneck Woman. See that? She likes beer.
Yeah, that's how you know.
There's proof.
That's how you know she doesn't like men. No, wait. No, we're just torturing these two nice people, Dana and Alec. We're torturing them.
No, you're torturing them.
No, you're torturing
them. I'm not torturing them.
Dana and Alec.
Oh, because I know the gender.
Well, yeah, but wait. But don't say. Right. Okay, but wait. But once you say that, once you say it again, the show is over.
Okay, I want to see what the if there's any other information here.
Oh, it just says gender. It's binary. It's A or B.
Well, I can say this.
Oh, Ken. What? Oh, now I'm in pain.
Everything's normal.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
The most important thing is that the baby is healthy and it's normal and it has a penis. There's nothing more important.
No.
We don't know about the penis.
We don't know about
that.
Okay, gotcha. I will say that I can also add another detail.
Okay. Ken's looking at the doctor report.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number of fetuses?
Yes. Oh, is it twins? Is it triplets?
One.
Only one?
One fetus.
It's like they didn't even try. Okay.
Well, that would have been a...
That would have been a phone call. That would have been a great ending for the show. Okay, well, you have one fetus. There's no surprise there.
I think that's about all I can reveal.
Okay, it's a healthy single fetus. That's the most important thing, right, guys?
Absolutely. Can we give our predictions, what we think it is?
Yes, but at first time, yeah, what is it based on?
Just gut feeling. I don't know.
Just almost literally gut feeling. Okay, I guess, Dana, you would have a more insight. You would have the inside track on this because it's your gut. What is your feeling?
Yeah, when the baby kicks, what does it kick like?
I think it kicks like a boy.
Oh, great. Congratulations. And we don't even have to continue with the show. Mazel tov on your boy.
What do you think, Alec?
I'm thinking black.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Alec, when you make that joke, and it is a joke, and we appreciate the joke, who do you have in mind when you're making that joke? What acquaintance of Dana?
I don't think there is an acquaintance.
Oh, I think there's an acquaintance. We know there's at least one.
It'd be a real mystery.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting mystery. Hey, we might be able to make this a two-part show. If it's black.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, if it's black, will you guys come back next week?
Well, let me see if...
Because we have some follow-up questions.
Let me see if the doctor's...
Yeah, we'd be in New Jersey for the birth.
Oh, that's right.
If the doctor's letter...
Did he indicate anything?
Well, there's some big words here that I don't know.
Is the word Caucasian?
I'm not going to... You're trying to trick me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's 9 minutes to seven.
It's 8 minutes to seven.
Okay, Ken, why don't you do it again? Why don't you say, congratulations, it's a boy, and then say, congratulations, it's a girl.
Okay.
And we'll try to infer from your tone of voice.
Should I do it in opposite order this time?
Whatever makes you happy, son.
Okay. Congratulations, Dana and Alec. Your child is a girl.
That sounds kind of true. That rings true to me.
Congratulations, Alec and Dana. Your child is a boy. Did I have a tell?
I there, don't know.
You gambling, I don't know. You gambling people call it a tell.
I'm genuinely, right? Yes, to tell. I'm genuinely in suspense. I'm genuinely intrigued. I can't wait, and I know I can only imagine what Dana and Alec are going through. Thank you again for sharing this moment with us, right, Ken?
And how did Dana and Alec get a hold of you to get your air miles? So they can fly up here.
And deliver the child here?
Yeah.
At WFMU?
February 4th.
Yeah.
At what hospital would you recommend? Is it going to be...
No, it'll be right here in the record library. I'm going to give you a little heads up. There will be DJs walking around picking out their albums during the delivery.
Why not do it downstairs?
Oh, good idea, Ken. Always thinking in the abortion clinic. Well, that'll be a change of pace for them. We'll have to we'll be at the window doing this. Don't kill it. Stop. That'll be us.
I think we can let the staff go for one night.
Okay.
Give them the night off and bring
it. You didn't read. Read the memo. Do not kill. Okay. Okay, we have 5 minutes. 5 minutes till we reveal the gender.
I do have a countdown. You tell me when you want me
okay.
to.
Okay. No, wait. Alec and Dana, 1 to 10. How much are you regretting this decision?
With the decision
this has been great.
This
really
has been great?
It.
Oh, baby. I love you.
Is the most regretful or is the one?
I love you so much. I really look forward to meeting both your children someday. 30, I mean, yeah, not, 29, I mean. 20. No, hold on, Kenny.
That's our
countdown.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet these kids someday, right, Ken?
Yeah.
I mean, wait till they're older.
Oh, it'll be great.
I don't want any want any diapers being changed.
Yeah. No, I want diapers.
Well, hey, can
we'll
be
come by the station next time?
That would be amazing. Next time you're in New Jersey or New York. Now who would be the do you have a godfather or godmother picked out? Do you have
Well, we do for kiddo number 1. I guess we haven't talked about it for kiddo number 2 yet.
I guess you have a few months to
might,
think about
might
it.
I nominate Andy Breckman?
I would truly be honored.
I do hear great things.
I would truly be honored.
Hey, Dana and Alec.
And
he's loaded.
Wait, hold on. I just remembered. I'm looking at my calendar. I do have a prior obligation, and I can't accept this.
Oh, you're having that 3-day Groundhog Day rave.
Yeah, I can't be anyone's godparent.
Okay.
I'm very, very sorry. But they'll get through college. They'll make their way.
Hey.
They'll get a part-time job.
It's time to go.
It is? Wait,
yeah.
You don't want to take this call?
No, we only have 4.5 minutes left.
Okay, but listen, when you do read the gender, you got to really be straight, Ken. You got to play the right
song.
Well,
I'm playing the right. I'm not reading the gender. I'm playing
you gotta
the
play
song.
So you know if it's a woman, if it's female, you're going to hear Helen Reddy, right, guys?
Yes.
And if it's a male, you're going to hear
Spencer Davis Group.
You're going to hear the Spencer Davis Group, I'm a Man, a song you've heard for the first time just 20 minutes ago that my sense is you don't like very much.
Okay, here we go, Alec and Dana.
Here we go. Here's the countdown and then the song. Here we go.
29, 28, 27, 26.
Wait, it's a 30-second countdown, Ken? 30, you're making them wait 30 seconds?
That's what you want.
You're not going just 3, 2, 1? You're torturing these people.
20, 19.
What is your problem? They're on edge. They can't stand it. Okay, are you ready to play the song?
Yes.
Okay, guys, this is it. Oh, no, we're 13 seconds.
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I am woman. 30, 29, 28.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Oh, God, those dance recitals. Congratulations, baby.
Congratulations, Alec and Dana.
That's fantastic. I'm sure. Oh, my God. And welcome,
wow.
Elise. Welcome, Elise, to this beautiful, beautiful world. Elise Marie.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Oh, so Alec and Dana, you got one of each.
You have one of each. You no longer have to see each other naked ever again. So that ordeal is over. Mazel tov. That's just wonderful. We love you guys, and we love Elise too. What's Elise's brother's name?
Connor.
Connor, beautiful. Connor has a little baby girl. He'll be a great brother to her. He'll take care of her. He'll look out for her. Oh, my God.
If I can read directly from your Dr. Orok's message, It says consistent with a female fetus.
Exactly right. That's our Elise. That's how Elise rolls. Well, that's wonderful. We're so happy, and thank you for letting us share this moment. I don't know what the hell you were thinking, but we're so glad you did it.
Yeah, well, WFMU will always be a part of Elise's life. So
yeah, I'm afraid.
Really grateful.
I'm really afraid that's true. There's nothing you can do about that now. It's you're an hour too late to do anything about that. Okay.
Well, and I have pictures to send you to Dana and Alan.
And we would love to have pictures of your child in a few months.
Yeah. Should we do a gender reveal in 16 years?
Oh, you mean for Elise's first child when she's 16? Is that what you're thinking? Yes, exactly. Oh, no, Elise, that would be her third child, wouldn't it, Ken?
Yes.
Yeah, because Elise has a way with the fellas.
All right, thank you, guys. We have to go.
Okay, thank you. Mazel
tov.
Congratulations.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you to our president, Pam, and thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. And, of course, thank you, Dr. Orok.
Right, and to Dana.
And to
whoever Elise's father is.
And to Jimbo.
You and I, lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming. You're listening to WFMU, where we celebrate the golden age of lounge performers. We started the set, as usual, there with Don Hayes, the Mr. Lucky theme from his A Fun Evening with Don Hayes from 1968 on the Art Records label. And then the next two songs are also on Art Records. This was Lucho Azcárraga and the album Panorama de Panama. And Lucho had at least 10 albums on Art, as well as